This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Jade, so in the last 24 hours on Facebook, I noticed a very drastic change. Mm-hmm. And it's not that everyone was, you know, crying and weeping over Girls Aloud split. Mm-hmm. That was last week.
Yeah.
It was devastating. I had to pick myself up off the floor.
Not another change of, you know, location of everything. That always gets people up in arms on Facebook.
Change of location.
You know, the Facebook design hasn't changed.
No, it's nothing like that. There's a far more exciting change that I've noticed. The Human Rights Campaign, Jade, has shared a photo. The Human Rights Campaign, by the way, is an advocacy group for LGBT individuals and allies. They've shared a photo to show support for marriage equality. It's this red square with a white equal sign. So you might have seen a lot of your friends or family on Facebook perhaps change their profile pictures to that red square with the equal sign in it. And I noticed that you've done that too, Jade.
Yes, I have.
So what is it all about?
Well, so at the moment, there are currently two cases being heard before the Supreme Court in the US. The first one is Prop 8 or Proposition 8, the piece of legislation that went through and was voted on in California that removed the right for gay and lesbian couples to get married. The second piece of legislation that's being looked at is something called the Defense of Marriage Act, which is a federal act in the US, which prevents same-sex couples from being recognized in many, many ways, like for taxation purposes, in terms of getting any sort of federal benefits, things like immigration, etc. So, yeah, it's an interesting time because those cases are now being held before the Supreme Court, but there won't be a decision on those until June.
So it's a couple of months away, but there's been a very strong movement on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram even, and whatever other social media networks people are connected on. So in the last 24 hours, I mean, Beyonce herself has even posted a photo of the marriage equality logo, the red square that I was talking about. And on top of that, posted a handwritten note. I don't know if you saw this, Jade.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, she did a handwritten note on a red piece of paper saying, if you like it, you should be able to put a ring on it. So
classic Beyonce.
Classic Beyonce. So, yeah, it was very nice of her to come out in support of something like that, which I don't think she's formally done before. And I know there's probably a little bit of cynicism around, you know, seeing people on Facebook changing their profile photos. And there's always going to be people that says, oh, you know, changing a profile photo is not going to change anything.
Yeah.
But I read a story yesterday, Jade, from one person who said that, you know what, I have family members, distant cousins, uncles and aunties that changed their profile photo to that red square with the equal sign and showed their support for marriage equality. And I didn't even know that they were supportive of marriage equality, you know. And it was just of great comfort to some people to know that they have this support from their friends, from their family members. So, no, it's not going to change anything. No, you're not going to affect the Supreme Court's decision or anything. But it's a sign of hope. It's a sign of love to the people close to you.
Yeah, and on the opposite side of things, it's, you know, always a good time to figure out if you need to unfriend anyone. actually, my girlfriend, who is American, and she's from a very, very conservative state in the US, she has, you know, sort of had some internal debates at different times because of people that she went to high school with making certain remarks. It is, you know, it is a really difficult situation because you want to respect someone else's opinion.
Of course.
But at the same time, you kind of feel like it's a very personal attack when they're being so bigoted towards, you know, the way that you live and knowing how you were affected. You know, obviously something like DOMA means that my girlfriend can't sponsor me to go over there and live in the US. So, it's a personal thing.
It's definitely a personal situation, yeah.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
Every week, Jada and I would take turns picking a song to introduce to all our strokers out there, our lovely Joy listeners. This week, I've picked Moya's new single, A Little More Love. Now, Jade, I've never heard of this woman before until yesterday when I was kind of trawling through the various...
New releases.
Yeah, sort of new releases, because the single's not actually out yet. You know, the music video is definitely out in the UK. So she's a British singer-songwriter. That sounds, and this is what kind of got me in the first instance, there's been great comparisons drawn between Moya's music and Emily Sondé. And a lot of people now would have heard of Emily Sondé because she was just like the flavor of 2012.
Yeah.
You know, she had tremendous success with her debut album, Our Version of Events. Songs I Read All About It, My Kind of Love. So there's Moya's sound is very similar to that. So it's kind of piano-based, ballads. So the thing is that this is not her first single. She's actually had an album out already, which is out on iTunes here in Australia. So she did put out an album last year, just very quietly on the down low. The album is called Lost and Found. This new single, which is our song of the week, is called A Little More Love, and it's taken from a future project, future album. So Jade, I'm just kind of, you know, I was just listening to the song yesterday and I kind of thought, you know what? It's been a while since I picked a proper ballad.
Yeah.
I know I had Dido a couple of weeks ago, but...
She's changed it up.
Yeah, well, that Dido song wasn't really a ballad. You know, it was kind of like an electropop mid-tempo. But this one, this is beautiful. So I think any fans of Emily Sondé, if you like that kind of good soul music, but that not necessarily screaming, wailing, trills kind of soul music, but just good, heartwarming soul, you're going to like Moya's music. I think it's good, but it's not exactly like Emily Sondé's music, though, because the production around Emily Sondé's album was quite organic. So, you know, when you hear the organs, when you hear the pianos, when you hear the beats, it's very organic, it's very raw, kind of almost got a live music sound to it. With this song, A Little More Love, there's elements of kind of electronica production, but it's not done in an ostentatious fashion. You know, it's not made for the dance floor or anything like that. It's just, it's... in the subconscious, almost.
So you're reverting to a Jade-style track, is what you're saying?
Well, it's not indie, so I wouldn't say it's a Jade-style track. So hopefully this song will take off in Australia and all over the world.
Yeah.
And you can say that, Dave brought it on Different Strokes first.
Yeah.
Or however you usually would say it.
Joy 94.9.
You've just brought this to my attention this morning, and I feel like it's important to share with all our strokers out there that there is an app out in the big wide world, out on the internets.
Yep.
There is an app out there that actually is able to tell you whether your tweets, your Facebook posts, etc., will get you fired.
It's called Fire Me. It's Twitter only at this stage, Dave. When you post a tweet, it will flag the tweet saying, can you imagine that, you know, what if your boss saw this? You know, maybe you should like rethink what you've just said here. So I guess there's
sort of... So what kind of content are we talking about here that would possibly flag?
Well, the examples they've used are obvious ones like, I hate my job so much.
So or, it's picking up keywords,
yeah,
is it?
So it would be picking up keywords. But Dave, do we really want something that in place that's helping people with their common sense?
So you feel like if you're dumb enough to post something like, I hate my boss, I hate my job, you deserve to be fired?
In a public forum, you know, surely you're aware that people can find out what you're saying on Twitter and Facebook.
And
so
if
maybe
you don't
be
already
careful
know,
about it.
Yeah, and if you don't already know, yeah. Well, to the left, to the left.
Yeah.
Everything you own in a box to the left, including your security pass and your name badge.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's helpful sometimes. You know, some people just can't catch a clue, can't catch a hint.
Yeah.
They need all the assistance mm-hmm. they can get. But sometimes, you know what? You've already posted that out into the big wide world. Is it too late by the time you get the notification from this app? Is it already too late to undo the damage?
The way that people are screenshotting things these days, I would say yes.
Yeah. So even if you do delete it,
yeah.
Maybe your boss has already seen it and like screen capped it. And it's like, and he or she's on a way to prepare a report.
Yeah. Well, on a daily basis, we see things where someone said something controversial on social media. They later go back and delete that thing. Someone has already taken a screenshot of it and that gets spread around
someone
anyway.
Someone has already seen it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just don't do it to start off with.
Yeah.
What about posting scandalous photos?
Is this a personal question? Or?
Well, would that get me fired?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't imagine so, unless you're saying, oh, look at me, this is what I'm wearing to work today. Or oh, you're taking the scandalous photos in your workplace.
At work. You see, hopefully this app will be able to pick up on photos as well.
Yeah.
Do you
I
think
doubt it.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys, a bit of common sense still, you know,
is required.
Is required. Mm-hmm. So this thing can do all the thinking for you. It's not your nanny. It's not your mum.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of common sense will do.
Joy 94.9.
Joining us in the studio, we've got Hunter Smith, comedian.
Yay! Hello.
Do you call yourself comedian or just sex advice?
Yeah,
expert?
Sexual guru, yeah. Actually, is what I go towards. Self-styled sexual guru.
So, okay. Talk me through how you have come to appoint yourself that. Does it come from a lot of experience?
No, not really experience. I like to say that I base my advice based on my very limited experience, but my deeply held prejudices. Yeah, right. So I sort of have gone through life and picked up a couple of grudges, maybe,
yeah.
And I sort of base most of my advice on those to help the community and other people.
Help other people move on.
Yeah, I'm a giver.
Yeah. So, Hunter, your show, Help Me, Hunter, is talks about relationship counselling.
Yeah, pretty much. I like to say that it's advice on sex and life from the least qualified man on earth. So what I do is I take pre-recorded calls from people who've contacted me throughout the year, and then I play their calls publicly and really advise them.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I'm pretty sure that Dave needs some advice.
Really, Dave?
Yeah.
Well,
what's going on?
Look, let me just tell you, I have been single for 2 years now.
Right.
And in this two-year period, and... I don't know why you're laughing, Jade.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why
you're interested
laughing.
As to where this is going.
You're supposed to have my back on this.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Now get all the way back. I've been single for 2 years, mm-hmm. and in this whole time, I've been on a date with one person.
Just the one?
Yeah.
How did it go?
Really well for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and then, you know...
Then not so well.
Yeah, not so well.
maybe the beer
stopped coming.
Maybe you need to pick up a hobby or something that makes you more interesting so that when you meet people out and about, you can be like, oh, hey.
Oh, he's got the hobby. He's got terrariums.
It's really interesting because on my dating profile, I mentioned that I'm into making terrariums.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What is a terrarium exactly?
It's basically like an indoor garden that you keep in a glass container. Hunter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A glass container.
Yeah.
And what goes in there? Sort of just like your sadness and your loneliness, or is there other items?
My virginity, perhaps, going back in there to incubate.
Yeah, right. Well, I would say that perhaps on the first date, maybe don't drop the terrarium straight away. Maybe you need to make yourself a little more mysterious.
So he's actually doing the wrong thing by having it up there up front.
I think so.
Yeah.
So what is a sexy hobby to perhaps put out there, like rock climbing?
Yes, definitely rock climbing. I like to talk about how I'm interested in animals. Yeah. I think people like that. They like someone who's caring and somebody who's loving. So, yeah, I go for that. Straight
I don't
up.
Have any pets, though. And
you've got to get one.
I killed all my goldfish.
Yeah, no, you need something more resilient. What about a cat? If you're a young man with a cat, it really tells people that you're sexy and independent and probably earn a lot of money. That's what I found anyway.
Jade, I need to get a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a good idea for you.
Well, I am sexy and independent, so mm-hmm. I need to portray the message with
Absolutely.
The right pussy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Hunter, I've noticed that with your show, obviously it does get a bit sexy, but...
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about cross-dressing. Is that something that you touch on in your show?
We do touch on a little bit. It's not something that I engage in on a regular basis, but I do share a little tale about once when I met an older gentleman who was very nice, rich, and he surprised me, I suppose is the word, with a little costume one day. It was my birthday, and I thought that he was going to give me a laptop because my MacBook had just carked it, right? Mm-hmm. So he got out this box, and then like I opened it up, and I was all really excited. But it was a school dress.
Oh.
Yeah. And not like a sassy one, just a polyester one from Kmart.
Oh, no, I draw the line at playing dress-up when it's polyester.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Girl, Egyptian cotton all the way.
You've got standards.
Mm. Yeah, I do have You've standards.
Maybe that's why it's been 2 years, Dave.
Oh, well, these guys keep sending me polyester outfits.
Absolutely. I think it's maybe time you embrace the polyester. Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Absolutely.
So, Hunter, where can people catch your show, Help Me, Hunter?
It's at the Fad Gallery, which is in the CBD here in Melbourne in Chinatown. It started last night and it runs through to the 6th of April. So there's 8 more shows, I believe, and it's at 8:30.
Joy 94.9.
Dave, have you seen the movie Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, one of my favourite movies of last year.
Yeah. If you have not seen this movie and you were at all into like little video games, even if you weren't, it is a really smart...
Is it a Pixar movie?
It is not a Pixar movie. It's a smart... I believe it's Disney.
Disney, yeah.
But not Pixar. It's a smart film set in, you know, sort of an old arcade with old arcade games and the characters come to life. Anyway, it's a really good film. But as a sort of joint promotion type thing, they've brought out an app of a game that Wreck-It Ralph is part of called Fix It Felix Jr.
This is like a no-brainer. Like, you can't do a movie about arcade games and not think of the opportunities and possibilities.
So basically, it's 8-bit graphics, Dave, which, you know, I just love those old school type game
looks. So Fix It Felix, the app, the gaming app, is just like what we see in a movie,
exactly,
right?
Like what you see in the movie, where basically the aim of the game is Fix It Felix Jr. has to use his magic hammer to fix whatever Ralph destroys. So it's a very simple sort of play it, you know, while you wait type game. There's 10 levels where you can just move through, and it gets quicker, and you've got to be a bit more ambidextrous in terms of getting things fixed in time. You have to make sure that you're dodging the things that Ralph is throwing
down. Let me try to understand this. Even though the movie was Wreck-It Ralph, in this game you are Fix-It Felix. So you don't get to do the wrecking.
You don't get to do the wrecking.
You do the fixing.
You do the fixing. And I did read, Dave, that it's so popular was the Fix It Felix Jr. app that they've decided to do like a complete Wreck-It Ralph app that includes new levels of Fix It Felix Jr. plus two new games, Heroes Duty, which is another game that is mentioned in the film that Ralph spends some time in. And there's another game in there called Sweet Climber. So if you're a fan of those sort of old school arcade games, I think you'll really like Fix
and the kind of 8-bit graphics.
Yeah, it's kind of a cute, fun little game to play.
Nerd heaven.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.